From the Heart, November 30. Co-workers with the Church in Heaven. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Today, as in the past, all heaven is watching to see the Church develop in the true science of salvation. Christ has bought the Church with His blood, and He longs to clothe her with salvation. He has made her the depositary of sacred truth, and He wishes her to partake of His glory. But in order that the Church may be an educating power in the world, she must cooperate with the Church in heaven. Her members must represent Christ. Their hearts must be open to receive every ray of light that God may see fit to impart. As they receive this light, they will be enabled to receive and impart more and more of the rays of the Sun of Righteousness. There is need of a higher grade of spirituality in the Church. There is need of heart purification. God calls His people to their posts of duty. He calls upon them to purge themselves from that which has been revealed as the bane of the churches, an exalting of those who are placed in positions of trust. There is earnest work to be done. Upon their knees, men and women are to seek God in faith, and then go forth to speak the word with power sent down from on high. Such believers come before the people direct from the audience chamber of the Most High, and their words and works promote spirituality. When they come in contact with wrong principles, they plant their feet firmly upon the words, "It is written." The Church today needs laborers who, like Enoch, walk with God, revealing Christ to the world. Church members need to reach a higher standard. Our views of the Son of Righteousness are clouded by self-seeking. Christ is crucified afresh by many who through self-indulgence allow Satan to gain control over them. The Church needs men and women of devotion to bear to the world the message of salvation, pointing sinners to the Lamb of God, workers who, by their works of righteousness and their pure, true words, can lift those around them out of the pit of degradation. With pity and compassion, with tender yearning and love, the Lord is looking upon His tempted and tried people. It is God's purpose that all shall be tested and tried, that He may see whether they are loyal or disloyal to the laws that govern the kingdom of heaven. To the last, God permits Satan to reveal himself as a liar, an accuser, and a murderer. Thus, the final triumph of His people is made more marked, more glorious, more full, and complete.